Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your GM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hart playing Taluga.
All right, gang, let's do a little recap and get right into today's episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, we caught up with the Chaos crew in the bowels of the Men in Black's mausoleum. Getting a final glimpse at a painting depicting Justice's killing blow on the God of Death, they quickly teleported to the temple's entrance. In the mausoleum's foyer, they discover their allies Yarno and Dozer fending off the temple's remaining death cultists. Theo and Taluga made quick work of the name keepers with some bullets and a searing blast of light, and had a quick convo with Jindy about what he saw the night Krizik took on a new avatar form. Leaving Dozer behind to guard the temple, Yarno's off to rendezvous with the Variant Mouse, while the Chaos crew went to check on their favorite baker. And after checking in on Sam and his plans to fly to Brandini, the gang split up to tackle some of their troubles. While Theo set off for the Necromancy Tower, Glebnor and Reggie dragged the stressed-out Plope over to the Transmutation School to find a spa. In the bone-covered tower of the Necromancy School, Theo made an offer to Lorenz to form an uneasy alliance. Meanwhile, at a wellness spa across town, Glebnor struggled to wrestle his father inside for some much-needed relaxation treatments. Inside the spa, they met Wana, a Kuotoa cleric to Blipdul Pulp, who seems to have some relation to their trapmaster friend Yurg. After a series of escape attempts, Taluga now finds himself being sucked into a hot tub vortex on a one-way ticket to the Plane of Water for a religious powwow. All right, so we rolled some initiative in between episodes here, just to kind of, because we've split the party a little bit up, just to kind of figure out the order of how things will be happening. Unsurprisingly, Theo, you rolled a 26, so you were going to be going first here. You see that you and your tabaxi friend are leaving the Necromancy Tower. You see Lorenz is like, well, I'll obviously have to think about your offer, but it is pretty enticing.
All right, well, I need a sending stone to you so we can communicate, so we can coordinate everything.
Ah, perfect. Here you go. This is one of my favorites. I carved it myself.
Is it out of bone?
It is out of bone. How did you know? It's crazy.
Ah, beautiful. You're so beautiful perceptive. Work.
Can you make, speaking of sending stones, could you make a quick perception check for me?
21.
21. One of the sending stones on your sending stone bandolier is going off, and this appears to be Yarno's sending stone.
Gotta cycle through them. Yep. Find that one. There it is.
Who's this? Is this Taluga?
No, it's me.
Oh, I forgot you guys hit the switch. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, you got it. Someone's got to get here to Diamondbacks. Something's fucking up.
Like what?
Like there was some kind of crazy kerfuffle inside, and it looks sketchy in there. I think everyone's fucking dead.
I'm on my way.
Okay. I'll hide here. Carry up. I'm freaking out, man.
Yeah, you just stay hidden, don't move, and then when I get there, flag me over.
Sounds good. Good plan. Okay, I'll just wait.
You hear rustling as he dives into a trash can somewhere in an alleyway. And you see Lorenz like, what the heck's happening?
Oh, don't worry your little head about it.
I heard he said dead, so if you want, I could come. If there's going to be maybe a skeleton, I could, you know, maybe
actually, you know what? That might work. See, we can build you up a little bit of an army.
Oh, I am low on bones.
Did you go and get all the bones that we blew up?
I sent my bones to get the bones. It's a whole bone network. Don't worry about it.
Wait, how long does it take for the bones to get the bones?
Listen, I am not going to explain these things to you, you freaking hillbilly. Let's just go.
I'm just saying, if you went, you could have got the bones to come alive and follow you.
The bones don't... How about you stop worrying about the bones, okay? I've got the bones under control.
All right. Let's go.
Fine.
You and your good friend Lorenz make your way to the Undercity to check in on Diamondback's bar.
Question.
Yes.
On the way through the college there, can I try and steal a necromancy book?
Sure. Give me a sleight of hand check.
26.
Yeah. As you're walking by, there's like a small bookshelf, and you kind of just real quick grab one off the shelf. Take a real quick peek at it as you head out there, and it's like familiar femurs. Just like a fun book of bones. Okay. We're going to cut over now to the spa where Reggie is standing over the pool of water looking into it and is like, uh-oh! Oh, no! Glebnor!
I think he got sucked into some kind of a vortex.
Whoa, what do you mean vortex?
It's swirling water.
But you've been vortexing him all day.
Different kind of vortex.
Reggie's going to make an arcana check on the pool. And he looks over at this swirling seawater in this hot tub. And with a 10 arcana, he's like, magic stuff's happening here. It feels holy. I don't like it.
What do we do?
Call Theo.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
He's a god.
Theo!
Yeah?
Hey, so anywho, we're at the spa, and Toluga was a little resistant to get into the spa pool, so the spa pool, it seems, took him.
I didn't get that, I didn't hear the
So anywho, Toluga was a real brat about getting in the water, and now the water took him. So I think maybe whatever you're doing, if you could kind of, at your earliest convenience, join us, would be very good for us, please. It's just me and Glebnor here, and I don't know if we're going to be able to figure this one out on our own.
Ah, okay. So, all right, I got that. That's not good. How did this happen? I just sent you two to take him there. What's that? What?
He was being so annoying about it, so we had to tackle him and grapple him, and then we hucked him in the pool, and then there was glowing eyes from a nude statue, and then, yeah, he got sucked into some kind of a vortex. We're looking at it right now, and it is swirling. That... Yeah, you know, just you deal with whatever you got to deal with, and then with your earliest convenience, come on over to the transmutation tower, because we got the whole thing going on.
I'm so confused.
Yep, me too.
Everything.
Just hangs up on you.
Theo's a little busy, so maybe we can figure this out, Glebnor. It's just we're smart guys. What would Toluga do in a situation like this?
Put himself in a dangerous position.
Oh, good point.
At this point also, Glebnor, can you make a perception check for me?
8.
Okay. I think with an 8, you can just hear footsteps in the hallway outside of the room that you're currently in. And then you hear...
Good footsteps or bad footsteps?
With an 8? Hard to tell. You do hear a door open across the hall from you and then shut.
Juana!
A moment later, Juana opens the door.
I'm all tossed and turning inside. What is happening in here?
The Bob Pool Gull got sucked into the spa pool hole, and we need in there now!
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, we head out.
Help me and I'll teach you how to love your dad.
Wait, what? Okay, listen, we have other customers that just came in. A couple wizards from some of the other towers. They're over there. I gotta deal with them for a minute.
Daddy got sucked off! We need help!
I'm sorry. This seems a little bit above my pay grade. I have to deal with the other... They're wizards. They're from the other towers. They're going to be the next door. Once I have them all situated, I'll come back.
Seems more pressing.
But I don't know. They look kind of official and fancy.
That's it. I'm going in.
Make a...
Does it spit him back
Religion check. Yeah.
11.
You leap into the pool and get spit out immediately.
Ah!
It's like a water geyser as you spray back out.
Oh, geez, this seems holy in nature. I don't think I can help you here. Listen, I got it. They're getting settled in the sauna next door. Once they're all set, I'll come back out. It'll be fine.
I'm freaking out.
She runs out into the hallway.
Theo!
Glebnor, wait. Okay, you all gotta stop calling me. You can't figure this out?
Daddy got sucked off. I don't know how to help him. I try to get in there too, but it spit me out, and now I'm all wet, and Reggie's not helping, and the lady ran away, and I need you, buddy.
What the fuck is happening in this spot?
Daddy's gone. He was freaking out, and now he's gone.
Me and Lorenz are on the way. I gotta call Yarno.
Unbelievable. Okay. Let's see here. Glebnor, you are next in the initiative, but make another perception check for me.
Wait, that wasn't my turn?
No, I didn't realize. 12. You were up next, so I wasn't sure when it would come in. You can hear the sounds of voices in the sauna.
Do I recognize these voices? Not with a 12.
History check with advantage.
Ooh. 14.
Okay. So you peek your head into the hallway, and you can see that Juana is running off to get towels or something. She seems so frantic and kind of like maybe she's kind of abandoned you to your weird fate back here. But the door of the sauna is creaked open just a hair.
And you just like extend an eye.
Across the hall.
Across the hall?
Yeah.
One blue eye floats over the hall. Make a perception check with advantage now as your one gooey eye squeezes in through the crack.
23.
You look inside. It's very steamy, but you can see through the steam. There is a blue dragonborn evoker mage inside the sauna. And he is sitting across with this wizardly-looking businessman.
Businessman?
You know him to be the purveyor of Regions Regents. This was a region store you saw in the Market District.
Okay.
And you, with a that above a 20, you overhear.
You don't understand. I need some kind of substitute. We're not able to get enough wool now from the south.
Listen, I've told you I can get you yak fur. It's the closest we can do. I'm terribly sorry.
That is not going to work. I need... There are pressures now in the city that were not there before. You have until the end of the day to find me a replacement.
Make a stealth check now, Glebnor.
Dirty 20.
Okay. I think with your new sticky power, you stick to the ceiling. And you see this evoker is still in the sauna, but Regan from Regan's Regents, this like stuffy business wizard, you see he leaves and makes his way out. Okay. Actually, give me an investigation check, Glebnor.
9.
Okay, you can just see that as Regan has left, he's just having a conversation with the transmuter mage that checked you all in at the end of the hallway. But I think that's what we're going to do for there for now. Taluga. You are being flushed down the largest drain you've ever been in.
Dad told me about the great flush. It's my time to go. The sweet release.
And if you think for a moment, maybe you finally truly found peace. But instead, you are brought swirling into a massive whirlpool of seawater.
Come on, man. I just handed my list off. I'm not working on a new one.
Make a wisdom saving throw.
It's a 26.
Okay.
I'm so done with this.
There's a rush of seawater blowing past you. Luckily, you can breathe underwater. Otherwise, a lot of water would be flying up a regular humanoid's nose right now. But you wake up. And you find yourself standing before a massive throne made of coral. Make a perception check with advantage as you look up at this coral throne in the plane of water.
It's a little gaudy. 10.
You look up and you see before you a strange sight. The first thing you notice, because it's kind of hard to miss, is the body of this creature is that of a beautiful, busty woman. Fully topless. So your eyes are drawn there first, but then as you look up...
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Is that Frank Frazetta painting?
You can see that the head of this beautiful female deity is that of a clackling crawdad.
Oh, it's...
And long crab arms come off of her dainty female arms.
Hello.
This goes on for about 15 minutes. Make a history check. If you
yeah,
mind.
Now I do history check. 14.
The 14. You're trying to communicate with this ancient Kuotoan deity. You can tell that you're surrounded by seawater. You're somewhere in an ocean plane. Sitting atop this coral throne, you try to communicate with Blipdolpulp, With a history check, you look down and you're not wearing your normal clothes. I mean, you weren't wearing any clothes when you got sucked into the vortex. You're wearing like ancient Kuatoa regalia. You've seen in like some history books of your people that this is like the ancient style of the time. You're wearing like a flowy pastel dress almost. You look like you though. Maybe a little more muscular than you remember. But you can see that you're in this sort of glass underwater temple. But yeah, back and forth.
Kind of like a fish tank?
Kind of like a big fish tank under the sea. Make an inside check in this strange moment.
Oh, that's a nat one. No advantage.
I'll give you advantage. It's funny as a nat one maybe in this situation. The audience definitely has a nat one. Try to understand this.
It's a dirty 20.
Okay. You realize in this moment that this may not really be happening right now. You're in some kind of genetic memory of your ancestor. So, standing before Plupdulpulp, this isn't Toluga Plupdulpleen. This is the original Plupdulpleen.
Fucking curly.
And, you see... Plupdulpulp gets up from her throne, walks over... And, like, a swirl of bubbles form over her crab claws as she forms this magical golden trident in her hand. As she hands you this magical trident.
I grab it.
Woohoo!
Back to Theo! Back in the material plane, Theo. You and Lorenz are just running down city streets. Where are you going? What's the plan here?
Lorenzo, we gotta go to a spa. Jesus Christ.
I thought we were going to see some dead bodies. Yeah, what is this? You're ripping me off.
We're getting to the dead bodies. We just have to stop off first. Apparently someone's getting sucked off and just...
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to go to a spa to get sucked off with you, dude. Come on. This is crazy. Look,
we're not going to get sucked off. We gotta... apparently stop someone from getting sucked off.
Okay, I guess if I'm on a mission to help you cock block someone, whatever. Okay, where are we going?
No, it's phrasing, I guess, to whatever. Hold on, Yarno, stay in the trash, don't move. I gotta apparently stop someone from getting sucked off and something else happening. Glebnor's trying to get down a drain. It's a lot.
Here.
Okay, I'll be here. Good luck with that.
Keep notes.
Sure.
And I'm going to just start getting to...
It? Yeah, perfect. All right, give me survival check with advantage.
Dirty 20.
Okay, it takes a bit, but you start sprinting across this, like... it was almost like a sky bridge, yeah, floating above Bad Kali that connects a lot of the wizarding towers. So you are and Lorenz are just full sprinting across the sky bridge, trying to make it over the transmutation tower. Okay. That is Reggie. Reggie's like,
oh boy, ooh, what's the play here, Glebnor? What are we doing? Should I try to magic it up a little, or?
Ooh, yeah, you do. Your warp. We'll do a counter warp.
Okay.
How do you like it?
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna counter warp the warp.
You see, he swirls together clockwork magic, does a vortex warp on the warp. Nothing happens.
I am just burning through these spell slots. God, this sucks.
I really thought that would work. I'm stuck in a loop.
Does that for 10 minutes.
Reggie slaps you.
I don't know what to do.
Wait.
Do we see the eyes glowing on the statue?
Yeah, I think you do. Yeah, they're definitely glowing in the room with you now.
They're still glowing?
Yeah.
Wait, is it still Reggie's turn?
You and Reggie kind of going at the same time.
I'm going to assault the statue.
What are you doing?
Is Reggie going to let this happen?
Reggie looks at you. What are you doing to the statue?
Not that kind of assault.
I don't. What if you break it and then he's stuck in the vortex?
Oh.
Can you also just give me a real quick stealth check since you and Reggie are just screaming in this room at each other?
23.
Okay.
I have information I gotta tell Reggie.
What is the information?
There's the bad blue dragonborn people. One of them's in here.
What? No, tell me that, Glebnor.
And he was talking to the wool salesman.
Oh, don't tell me that, Glebnor.
Got no wool, though.
Okay, so where are they?
Next door in the sauna.
Okay.
Directly next door in the sauna, right across the way. I stretched my eye over there.
Okay. I'll keep an eye on the sauna. You go kill that guy. Go fucking kill him. Otherwise, he's going to come in here and find this whole thing. Is he alone?
He is now.
Go stab his neck or his face or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Go kill that guy.
Here I go killing again.
Yeah. And if Toluca asks, they attacked us first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lie to daddy.
Okay. Yeah, lie to daddy. Okay. All right. I will keep my eye on the pool. Go murder that guy real quick.
Yeah. And then they'll rifle his pockets and we can gamble with the winnings.
Yes.
Okay. Glebnor, it's your turn.
I'm going to sneak into there.
Go ahead. Give me a stealth check.
Does a 22 sneak me in?
Yeah, you sneak right on
cover of steam.
You can see there is a blue dragonborn male. He's nude except for a little bathrobe across his waist. You can see that he is sitting back, like massaging his own temples with his eyes shut. And you can see there is a holy symbol of Krizik around his neck.
Where am I going to find sheep?
If I sleight of hand pull his bathrobe off, and then start screaming, "What are you trying to do to me? I'm only two." Like super loud so the whole place finds out about it.
That is an option available to you.
Yeah, it's better than killing them right out the gate.
Totally up to you. Your game, people.
You're on your own, Glebnor. You got no parents anymore.
He's only wearing a bathrobe and a symbol of Krizik, so there's no way I can be like, oh, he's a fucking whatever. I can't identify what this guy might be, right?
You would guess that he's an evocation wizard of some kind. Most of the blue dragonborn seem to have been sorted into that school.
Some kind of whiz, huh? Yeah, I'm going to pretend he's molesting me.
Okay, let me get a sleight of hand check first to rip the towel off.
29.
You gonna rat tail him with it too?
Big blue dick flops out of his.
Why is he?
He's a blue dragon boy. He's got a big blue dick. It is what it is.
He's okay. Packing the heat.
Now a deception check.
He's not good at those.
Yeah.
12.
You start yelling. What are you yelling?
Well, yeah. No! Don't touch my psalm. I'm only two.
He is two. Does he get advantage?
I know I'm a child.
Sure.
We'll keep the 12.
I tried.
Thank you.
Immediately he goes, he like opens his eyes, looks down, see that he's naked, looks at you.
Champion of the rebel!
he like jumps and seems like he's scrambling to go for his...
Don't touch me there! That's my special area!
I'm going for my wand!
I have his robe.
Yeah, his like component pouch and everything is kind of resting at the entrance there. You're right next to it. You can make an athletic check against him if you want to kind of grab it away from him as he's struggling with you trying to get his component pouch.
26.
Yeah, he can't beat that.
Give me my wand, you fool!
No, stop grabbing my wand! Okay. Wink, 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 wink. It's code for my penis.
Okay. We'll get back to what's happening in this insane bathhouse.
Do we have to?
Toluca.
Yeah.
You are standing in front of Blipdul Pulp during this momentous moment in Kuotoa history as she has given you an instrument to fight off your enemy. And then you see she's like, and you are, there's like a current of water that picks you up and you are rocketed into the deep sea. Make a nature check for me.
Oh boy. 12.
Okay. Rushing seawater whizzes by you as you are like a torpedo moving through the water. And you feel yourself being zipped toward another memory in your great ancestor's heroic journey. Make a perception check as you break the water.
Oh boy. Is a 21.
A 21. You find yourself in another moment in the great Plupluplian's journey. You are riding on the back of a massive megalodon hammerhead. You have this coral whip wrapped around its dorsal fin. You are like flying on the back of it, holding this golden trident.
And Mad Max style, just
100%. And you look up into this insane maelstrom on the high seas. And inside of it, you can see just the shadow of a looming leviathan moving through the ocean water. This was the day that Blip-Dool-Pulp conquered the leviathan. Make an attack roll, and you can add plus 10 to it.
I already have a plus 10.
32.
In this triumphant moment in the tale of the original Plupluplien, you, this Ba-Pool-Gol prince of the tides, riding upon this massive shark, you crest the water, and with a heroic scream, you hurl your trident into the heart of this great beast, felling it finally. Okay. I will have you make a final perception check as the tides of the sea carry you forward more into your tail.
13.
Okay. The 13, rising up out of the water. Now in her full form, you see Blip-Dool-Pulp in all her glory, rockin' titties being sprayed with salt water. And as she rises up out of the ocean, you are given a vision now of your present. And you can see with that 13, through a glinting storm in the center of the sea, a fleet of sea elves descend upon the deep sea Kuwatoa. Beautiful. Truly beautiful.
Work of art. Some of my finest work.
You know, guys, we work really hard at the role play on this show, and I think maybe we've hit the peak.
Yeah.
Okay. Theo. You finally have sprinted across the sky bridge. You've made your way into the transmutation district, and you find the spa that your friends are at. Give me a perception check as you and Lorenz run up to the door of this building.
It's a 19.
The 19. You're about to open the door, and you can see that waiting in the lobby are two Azure Scale wizards, blue dragonborn in mage's robes. They seem to be waiting for their leader to finish his sauna. But yeah, you notice them like inside, and Lorenz is about to open the door, and he's like, what are we waiting for? Jeez.
I'm putting on the bald cap.
Okay. Are we robbing this place?
No, I just don't want them to see me.
See,
they're looking for the ponytail.
Yes, this bald clap will be a perfect disguise.
Exactly.
Okay, let's go in and pretend you're my boyfriend and we're here for massages.
Sounds good.
Okay, let's do this.
Lorenz is quick on his feet.
You and Lorenz walk in. You can see this transmutation sea elf. She looks up from the counter and sees you come in.
Ah, hello. Can I help you at all?
Yeah, Fritzy and Lorenz were here for our couple's massage.
Did you have a booking, or
yes?
That Juana. Maybe she didn't fill in the booking information correctly. Give me a deception check now, as these wizards watch you come into the spa.
It's a 17.
Yeah. They look up, give your weird bald cap a funny look, snicker to each other, and go back to reading magazines in the waiting area. right this way, please. She leads you down the hall. Make a perception check now to see what you hear.
I was going to say, does she hear?
It's an 11.
Okay. You can hear yelling coming from the back of the hallway. There's two rooms on either side of the hall. There's steam pouring out of the door on the left. And on the right, you can hear lots of loud sloshing noises. That's all you're with an 11. That's all you're really hearing as you make your way down. You can see before you get to the end of the hall, she leads you and Lorenz into a little small room with two massage tables set up side by side. Just get dressed down to your comfortability level. I'll be back in a minute for you and your lovely husband.
boyfriend. We have not made that decision yet. Jeez.
You haven't seen a ring on this finger yet, am I right? He's so stingy.
She leaves you and Lorenz in this room.
Lorenz can act.
Yeah, he's really selling this.
Okay, what do we do now?
Okay, you stay here. If they come back, tell them I went to the bathroom. I gotta go figure out where the hell these fuckers are.
Okay, sounds good. Should I get naked or like that lady
sure,
said?
Sure, get the massage.
All right.
Lorenz starts disrobing.
I'm okay. gonna sneak out and I'm gonna go for the sloshing water because I don't know that he's trying to fight a dragonborn.
Yeah. You open up the room and you can see there is a massive swirling whirlpool of seawater in the middle of a hot tub room. You can see Reggie looks up and is like, thank God!
What the fuck is happening?
The statue activated. I think Blipdul Poop, the ancient Kuotoa god, wanted to talk to Taluga, so he got sucked into the vortex. Klebnor went next door. There's a Grisix wizard here. I think they're maybe here for a spa day or something.
Why is he over there?
I told him to kill him.
Why would you do that?
I just figured, you know, while we're here, less of them the better, right?
There's two in the lobby.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, Glebnor's in there now, yeah, yucking it up, so I don't, maybe he might be killing him. I told him to stab his neck as many times as he could, so I don't know what's happening over there.
I'm gonna walk over to the statue, put my hand on it, and try and do a religion check to bring him back.
Give me a religion check.
I'm having the time of my life, like, no, living my past life.
This is a 12, so I'm assuming no.
Taluga, you are just sailing through the ocean. I actually say, at this point, you're going through memories of the original Plu-Plu Plane, and you're at one point, you're just riding on the back of a giant albatross, just soaring over the ocean. Just wind blowing through your hair. Yeah, unfortunately, Taluga's unavailable at the moment.
All right, but you keep watching this. I'll...
Yeah, go kill that guy.
I gotta...
I'm gonna put the silencer on one of the pistols.
That's what I'm talking about, baby!
We're gonna have a talk after this. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, he wants Reggie in charge.
You hear in the back of your mind.
Now I get what fucking Taluga's all about.
The back of Theo's mind. Fucking told you.
I'm gonna put the dagger of venom in one hand, and I'm putting Judge's sentence with the silencer in the other.
Okay.
And I'm gonna sneak over to the other room.
Okay. I'm gonna say it was your action just doing all the bullshit you've just done in the past couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But you open the door, and you can see this evoker is just like in the middle of wrestling with Glebnor, trying to grab at his wand. Glebnor, it is you and the evoker's turn. He doesn't have his material components for some of the spells. So I'm going to take a real quick look at his spell list and see if he can do anything without his wand. It's probably not going to be a lot. Let's see here. I think he's just going to blast you with a ray of frost. So you see, he puts his finger toward you with a nat 20.
Already pretty frosty.
Yeah, you're pretty chilly already, but you are going to take 21 cold damage.
Yowza.
As he points his finger at you and is like, I wasn't trying to molest you.
He's a molest.
It's like a beam of ice shoots out of his finger right as Theo's opening the door. Klebnor, that's your turn, bud.
Again, in the back of Theo's mind, it's here. I fucking told you.
I'm going to magic missile him.
Okay.
In the penis. The exposed penis.
Sure.
Why? Why not just kill him?
Because he's trying to molest me!
Go ahead and roll your d4s.
Hold on. Magic missile to the penis wouldn't kill you?
Depends how much health he has.
If it didn't, it would make me want to die.
Yeah.
So it's four darts, right?
No, is it three?
I think
it's three.
It's three, yeah. So 10 damage total.
Okay.
To the penis.
Yeah.
Ah, my giant heart!
So you blast him at point blank range with like gooey magic missiles.
From my cannoli tube.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you used the cannoli tube. Yep, that's what happens. Sure, great. Awesome. Yeah, that was your action. Anything to do bonus action?
God, cannoli tube is awful.
Yeah, then I'm gonna cast Shield of Faith.
Sure.
Could have just slit his throat.
Who are you putting Shield of Faith on? Yourself?
Bleebly.
Okay, yeah. Bleebly, a big shield of shimmering force.
Now his reputation is totally ruined.
Because no one else heard it.
I'm pretty loud about this. Molest.
Okay, can I get a stealth check, though? Just to see if anyone hears this kerfuffle happening.
I'm trying to be loud.
Oh, okay.
Wait. I don't know. 28?
Yeah, it's up to you. If you want to be, like, screaming, don't touch my Zom, and firing goo out of a cannoli tube at this man's penis. You did it loud or quiet, based on that rule.
God, that's a series of words I never thought I'd hear.
Series of words no human beings ever said. That's why.
You know what? I'm going to go loud and hope that this guy has a, like, iffy reputation already.
Okay. In that case, rounding the corner, hearing the sounds of combat, two of these Azure Scale wizards make their way into the hallway.
Help! Molest! Help!
Deception check?
That's what happens when I don't parry.
Dirty 20!
These two dragonborns. Someone's being molested down there! We must help! These wizards are running down the hall.
Yeah, you know, at least they're gonna help them.
Tallulah, it's your turn. And honestly, it's up to you what you want to do, buddy. You can end your vision quest or keep
having
fun. No,
I'm gonna keep going.
Make a
this
religion.
Is the relaxation he needed. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah. Make a religion. No, I'm gonna come out more stressed because now I have a new thing to do.
What a
gotta head to the
son.
North and kill some
seals. Deal with that.
Make a religion check for me if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, that's a nat one.
Okay. So in that case,
I get vomited out.
I think, yeah, with a nat one.
No!
You're like riding on the back of a manatee through like a like seaweed kelp forest underwater.
No, don't take
it's
me.
So magical.
Don't get rid of me. Let me stay.
And you can just hear on the waves. Hear on the waves. And you spray out of this hot tub into the room of this spa.
Does he get to keep the trident?
Trident was just part of a memory, unfortunately.
Damn it.
But that trident is somewhere still in Aeona. So, Tallulah, you're spit up into the spa room. Gets you ready. She's like, oh my god, thank god. I so thought you were drowned or dead or something.
I wish I was.
No, it wasn't relaxing.
I got a new thing added to the list I don't even have anymore.
What happened?
A vision quest from fucking
Blitdoorpoorp.
Yeah.
Were they good visions?
I gotta head up to the fucking north and kill some sea elves that are descending upon the northern tribe.
Oh, that's
I gotta
not
liberate
good.
More Kua Toa.
Sea elves? Maybe they run this place a sea elf?
They're what?
Uh-oh.
I was too busy trying to run.
Tallulah, you still have your full turn.
Does he hear the sounds of
molestation? I'm just gonna sit down. Reggie, I was having such a time.
Oh, I bet it was amazing.
I was riding on the back of a Megalodon hammerhead with a trident and a flowing fucking gown.
Oh, actually, I did forget to mention something. So while you were gone,
you see a vein immediately pop.
No, it's just this is more of like a parenting question.
Uh-huh.
So we did notice that one of the Dragonborn Evokers is also here in the sauna.
Did you ignore them?
No, I actually went a different route.
Well,
I
don't care. You get yourselves out of this. I dive back in. I'm fully submerged.
Yeah, you know, you relax.
I flip him off. You see the hand come out from the water.
I'll go deal with this on my own. It'll be fine.
Theo, it's your turn.
Just gonna pout underwater.
Yeah, that's exactly what Tallulah is doing. I'm pouting underwater.
Put the gun away.
Okay.
Because I gotta keep my deception up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really working.
Hey, that 17 got them.
That's true, I guess.
I'm gonna run in and shank him in the side with the dagger of venom.
Go for it. Give me an attack roll.
19.
Okay. And I'm sorry, how much damage? Oh, wait, never mind. I put that in.
He's totally
it does
nude.
The full damage as the shoe.
Yes. No, it does not. I am not giving him that heal. No one's has it. Yeah, a 19 definitely hits.
All right. I need him to make a constitution save of 15.
Okay. He's not great at these. Is it 18, however?
He's not great at them, but he blows right past it.
Well, he rolled a 17 on the die. He only got a plus one to it, though.
He'll take 7 damage on the first attack.
Okay.
I'm going to attack him again.
Just shanking this dude in the sauna.
25 to hit.
25 definitely hits.
I need to make that same save.
Okay.
Stop trying to poison me, you bald man! You're so bald. Bald ass. Bald,
that's another
bald,
18.
Bald, bald.
He'll take 9 damage.
Okay.
I'm not trying to kill him. I'm trying to knock him, like, get knock him out. To, like, knock him out.
Okay.
Essentially.
Well, good thing I didn't slit his throat then.
You might as well have at this point.
I slit his reputation.
And the last
throat.
Attack is a nat 20.
Okay.
I need him to make another
sure.
save.
Shouldn't have given you guys poisonous daggers, but this is my own fault. 4.
So 12 damage from the dagger, but then it'll be 4d10.
Okay.
It's 2d10 poison?
It's 2d10 poison.
Jesus.
21 poison damage.
That looks so fucked up.
And I'm
absolute
just
absolute fucking dick.
I'm just gonna yell, "Get off this young child!"
Okay. I'm just a baby.
Okay. All right. So Glebnor and Theo are murdering this evoker in the sauna. It's Reggie's turn. He runs out into the hall. He looks down the hallway and sees 2 blue dragonborn wizards running to the back of the hall to investigate the scene. Reggie's going to make a real quick insight check. It's a 21.
Go along with it, Reggie.
What would Teluga do? Fuck you, Krizik dicks! You're going to fucking die!
Reggie points his finger down the hallway and casts a level 3 lightning bolt at the 3 at the 2 guards running down the hall.
Oh my god, Reggie, what are you doing, buddy?
He's doing what Teluga would do.
I wouldn't do that. We're reactionary.
They're molesting your son.
You went in there and ripped the towel off him.
They don't know that.
Okay, let's make some dex saves for these idiots. They both failed. They both take 22 lightning damage.
He's so dead. He's so dead.
You fools! You'll never stop the Bleebly worshippers, assholes!
Oh my god, Reggie. I'm glad I'm not taking part in this.
That is the evoker with 7 hit points left.
You absolute assholes! Oh, fuck you so hard!
No! Wait, that's what? See? No. He's trying to molest!
Shut up! I didn't mean it like that! Oh shit, let me check my spells. Okay. Ah, fuck, I need all this shit for all these spells. These fucking spells suck. I shouldn't have taken my wand off. I made such a huge mistake. Fuck.
Oh, he's also poisoned.
Fuck, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
He's going to misty step 30 feet down the hall behind his other wizards.
Help! Help! There's a bald man. He stabbed me so many times. And there's a slime with him. It's the horrible champion of the 7 horrible... the god that we're trying to get... Get them! Get them!
He's just yelling. Glebnor, that is your turn.
I'm going to burst through the door like Kramer.
Okay, you fly open. Reggie's right in front of you with his finger out.
I did exactly like Teluga would do. Made a big crazy moment.
Yeah!
Yeah! Get those guys, Glebnor!
Well, I'm going to scream out molester.
To the evoker guy?
The naked one.
Okay. Make a deception check with disadvantage.
6.
But I don't think it worked, Clubnor. They don't seem like they're turning on their companion.
It's clobbering time!
Until you just hear that.
I'm not stepping in. I'm like, they got themselves into this. I'm tired of getting them out of there.
How far is the closest lightning bolt?
With your movement, you can just zip right up to these dudes. You get so much movement here. Let me just double check, though, in case you want to know if you have to, like, bonus action dash or anything. They are 35 feet away.
Oh, more than good.
Okay, yeah, Glebnor, you fly up into clobbering mode. Go ahead and make your attack rolls if you'd like.
Fucking lunatics. This is what happens when I don't wrangle them.
Is a 27 bonk?
27 does bonk.
We're going to lose so much credibility with our trip.
So that's an 11, 5 bludgeoning, 6 acid. I don't know if that matters to these guys.
Does not.
Time for the rebonkening.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 20 bonk.
20 bonks.
for 7. And then I'm gonna become enraged.
Yeah, you fly down the hallway chasing into the, like, colliding with these wizards in the hall. They're still, like, kind of shocked and electrified as you zip up and start just bonking away. Okay. Glebnor, now that you're actually down the hall a little bit, can you make a quick perception check for me?
19?
19? You're actually next to the door now that Theo left Lorenz behind in. And the door is open just a little bit, and you look inside.
I see his furry cat dick.
You can actually see that Raylan, the transmuter spa owner that welcomed you all in, has a garrote around Lorenz's neck and is strangling him on the massage table, trying to kill him.
That took a turn! Blindly! They're strangling your cat! Don't look, Minxie.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay, that is the Azure Scale Wizards.
God.
Let's see. They're both going to try to breathe lightning breath onto Glebnor. Let's see here.
You can try.
One is going to hit with a dirty 20.
Beats it. Yay.
So they're kind of, the one that you bonked goes to breathe lightning at you, but his jaw's kind of like not on right from being hit with a giant, like, gooey hammer. The one behind him pushes past him and sprays lightning at you for 7 lightning damage. Tsluga, it's your turn. You're in the pool.
Do I hear that the cat's being strangled?
You did hear that part, yeah.
I get up. Fully naked, begrudgingly walk out the door. Do I see everybody?
You walk out the door, and yes,
well, Lorenz is in a room.
I kick open that door.
You can see that Glebnor's like was looking into the room. You run by Reggie and Theo, burst into that room, and you can see that this sea elf is trying to
channel
kill
divinity.
Lorenz. Okay, yeah, you're right in the middle of everybody.
So at this moment, to Toluga, Glebnor and Reggie are enemies. So you're gonna have to make a DC 16 con save.
18.
That's 22 points of damage. You take 11.
Hold on, we roll for Reggie.
Why, Daddy?
You know.
Was it the mug? Did the mug upset you?
Everything as you've done upsets me.
Unfortunately, everyone got above an 18 here.
They'll take 11. 11.
Okay. So 11 damage to...
So naked homeboy's dead, right?
Yeah. You can actually describe what that looks like to me as the guy in the back, the new dragonborn, gets killed by your light.
I'm like... So I'm naked. I walk out pissed. And it, like the level of piss that I'm no longer freaking out, I'm just seething.
Yeah.
And I walk out and there's like a little red wind-up and then it explodes brighter than it has before.
Unbelievable.
Like a little supernova explosion.
Yeah, you can see Reggie's... little like eye sockets get kind of like singed for a second, like the metal of his eye heats up and he's like, whoa, that's bright.
I like side eye the shit out of Reggie.
What?
And Glebnor. And the other two Vokers are
The other two Azure Scale Wizards, they pass, but they, one of them looks incredibly hurt, the one that
okay. Let me see.
And I will say the transmuter is also still trying to garrote Lorenz, but you're in the room with them now. If you want to use your bonus action.
Let me see. Are the two evokers within 10 feet of me?
Yeah.
I'm going to bonus action activate my claws.
Okay, sick.
So they got to make a DC 16 wisdom save, take half. Awesome. Oh, sorry, no. If they make it, they don't take damage.
Gotcha. The transmuter that is trying to garrote your cat friend is going to fail. The other...
They take 10 and are pushed.
Oh, awesome. They get pushed. Feet. Okay, awesome. Yeah, so as your claws, like, burst out of your back, or I guess, where do your claws come from? Is it your back or, like, underneath your regular arms on top?
These ones come from underneath.
Perfect,
like
yeah.
Like a champ.
They blast out of your body and you rocket into this sea elf and she gets... flown across the room off of Lorenz.
Oh my god!
He's like grabbing at his neck.
That was a horrible massage!
Okay, that was your bonus action.
Do I get my extra attack or no?
Yeah, you still get your extra attack.
Alright, I gotta decide. Everything's within 10 feet of me, right?
Yeah, this is a pretty tight little hallway here.
I'll punch the person that was choking Lorenz.
Go for it.
Don't worry, Lorenz. I got you.
Do that!
For that one.
Heart's really not in defending Lorenz as much as maybe you thought.
All right, well, I tried.
Theo.
Didn't even want to do turn. This.
I'm seeing that Toluga came out. Toluga, I understand now. And I'm gonna...
Yeah, let me hear it out loud. What do you understand?
I'm gonna put the knife back. I'm gonna take out Judge's sentence. The two that are in the hallway.
Yep.
I'm just gonna line up a shot.
And kill these hosers.
It's a nat 1, and then a 26 down to a 21.
That'll definitely hit. Oh, for our nat 1 check. I'm trying to think. I'm like running out of warlock spells, I guess.
You can cycle through them.
21 damage to one of them.
21?
Yes.
Okay, so the first one, the one that was in front of Glebner that got hit in the jaw already, hole right through them.
All right.
They are down.
And then bonus action, another nat 1.
Okay. Are you out of guns right now?
No, I have the hand mortar.
Oh, yes.
Once we get out, I'm going to just use mending on all three of my guns.
So I guess with that many nat 1s, we cut over to the Bullywugs. And you can tell they're playing Misty Step Tag. They're just chasing each other.
Got you, idiot! You didn't even touch me!
And they keep teleporting around the stupid swamp, burning through their spell slots at an insane rate. Okay.
Action surge.
Okay, yeah. Good call. Yeah, there's the one, the Evoker Wizard.
21 to hit.
Yeah, 21 definitely hits. The one that was standing behind his friend with a hole in him. Yeah, 21 definitely hits. I can't even shield out of that.
26 damage.
That guy's dead. With wizards, they're so squishy.
And the last one is in the room, right?
Yeah, there's the transmuter. Raylan is inside of that massage room with Toluga.
Does a 15 hit them?
Yeah, you have to run past Reggie for a bit, but you get plenty of movement. You run over, a 15 just hits.
26.
26 damage. Yeah, how do you kill this transmuter?
Basically, it's just hand mortar. The mortar goes right into the mouth and explodes.
Gross!
Yeah, Toluga, you see that she goes to yell at you as a mortar lands in her mouth, and before she can cast the verbal element of her next spell, her head blows up. And I think for flavor, there's like an elf ear just lands on your shoulder, Toluga.
I eat it.
Gross.
Reggie, you're no longer in charge of Glibnor.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
I walk over to Reggie.
Hey, bud.
And I unarmed strike him.
Ow, what
I
the hell?
I backhand him across the face.
What?
It was a 22 hit, Reggie.
22 hits, Reggie. Are you serious? What's wrong?
That is 10 points of damage.
Who just openly says, here we are, and attacks people for no reason?
They
didn't do anything to us.
I walk up to Glebnor. I'm like, look at me. Look at me. Form a face for me?
No.
Alright, it's okay. I know where it is.
I'm gonna move it.
I know where it is. I've been parenting you for 2 years.
Constantly moving.
And
I Stevie Wonder way my eyes
rolling
around.
You're lucky I nat 1'd.
You nat 1'd? Oh, that's so poetic.
I wind up, and I feel like the nat 1's just like, I go to do the motion, and I'm like, you're not worth it. And I turn around and walk away.
Reggie's like rubbing his cheek and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. How many fights have we started off by screaming, I'm Toluga, Bapul Go, Prince of the People? We do it all the time. These guys were Krizzik worshippers.
Yes, but why did we engage them when, one, Toluga was in a hole somewhere?
Glebnor's really good at sneaking around and killing people. The guy was alone. I figured, why not?
He didn't try and kill him. He was faking molestation.
I didn't tell him to do that part.
I was killing his reputation.
Well, he's fully dead now.
Success!
I look at the... I'm like, I'm getting dressed. I'm going to make a phone call, and we're leaving. You will pay these people for their service.
I mean, they're dead,
That was the plan.
And I grab my stuff. I leave naked as I'm getting dressed as I'm leaving.
Can I get a real quick performance check as you walk out?
14?
As you are leaving, Wana, the Kuotoa cleric, she's was holding towels. She just ran back around the hall. She gets a quick peek, and she's like, oh, caked up.
And, thank you.
Gives you a little wink and then walks over to you maniacs in the back and hands you guys some towels and looks at all of the dead bodies in the hallway.
Need help cleaning this up?
That would be nice. Is that my boss?
Oh, no.
Good news.
Uh-huh.
You've been promoted.
I guess that's one way to look at it.
I don't know any other way to look at it.
I'm going to make eye contact with it while I reach over and take the wand and stuff it inside my body.
You keep that, hon. You keep that.
Hey, you ever want to meet your dad? Has that thought crossed your mind?
I think I need
dads, am I right?
Hey, look, he's a little much right now. If you feel like that, I guess, I don't know who your dad is, but...
I do.
Okay. If you feel like you want to meet your dad, I guess, Death Temple, that's where we'll be.
That figures.
Yeah. Hi.
Under new management.
God of death.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Juana?
Yeah. Nice to meet you. Bleebly.
All right. Well, thanks for your visit. I hope you feel more relaxed.
Hold on. How much do we owe you?
I think 50 gold will probably straighten this whole situation up. I gotta...
Toluga's gone, right?
Here's 50 for the services, 20 extra for you just to forget we were ever here.
I'm gonna book a therapist.
We got a guy for that.
Hold on.
He hands her a pebble that he has just written cobbler on.
Thank you.
He's great.
You
He's
hear
great.
Him Toluga yell, he does a fantastic job.
Unbelievable. Okay. Well, gentlemen, you had a really relaxing Phaedra. Time at the spa. Toluga, you are standing outside the spa. Finally get a minute to breathe after the chaos of the last hour. What would you like to do? Who are you calling?
I'm calling Phaedra.
Okay.
I'm like,
bring, bring.
She better pick up. I don't think I could go another day like this.
Shh. Toluga?
Shh. Yes?
How are things?
Please tell me the meeting is set.
The meeting is set.
Thank God.
I will meet you at the old Underdark elevator. It is in the Undercity. I'll send you maps. Hold on. Give me a minute.
Okay.
And you get like a crystal text kind of pops up Ba-ding. From inside of your little sending stone. There's a little map. And it's only like a couple blocks away from Diamondback's. You can see that there is an old service elevator.
Cool.
That leads down into the Underdark.
I got some other information that might be relevant for you, too.
Wonderful.
No, it's not. Oh. It's not.
Well, Lola's very excited for your arrival. She mentioned make sure you bring your daughter. She said you would understand that.
Yeah, Luga, my daughter.
Okay. Well, we'll meet tonight then.
Okay.
I'll see you in the Underdark.
Yeah, see you. It's a hot date as I look at one of the eyes.
All right, folks. Well, we got a real doozy next time, so I think it's about time we get out of Dodge here. We will pick up things over on our after show, and then we'll see you guys next week for more fun in Bodkali. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.